Bob Lancer says it's time for a healthy attitude shift. As a best-selling author and motivational speaker for nearly three decades, he empowers individuals and businesses with the inside secret of how we each create our own economy. He shares his message through empowering keynotes, in-depth training and coaching, as well as through his best-selling books, which include Lighten Up, Harness the Power of Happiness to Create the Life You Want, this and more, next on Revenue Chat. Hi, everyone. This is Tony D'Urso with Revenue Chat. With us, we have best-selling author and motivational speaker Bob Lancer, who says, you create your own economy. He's from Brooklyn, New York, and graduated from Long Island University with a degree in English and education. He then met and began studying with his wisdom teacher, who led him into the original realizations that he applies, develops, and shares ever since. Bob presents Breakthrough with the Power of Appreciation keynotes and seminars to CEO groups, university students and professors, Fortune 500 work teams, parents living in homeless shelters, dentists and doctors in the clinical and office work teams, wild firefighters and hospital teams, youth achievement groups and clients of wealth management firms, preschool teachers, prisoners in incarceration, etc. He's empowered all of these diverse groups for breakthroughs in positive, inspired goal achievement through the power of appreciation. In addition to live presentations, he's reached tens of thousands each week through WSB Radio AM and FM motivational talk show that's broadcasted for 15 years to 35 states. And he continues to reach people through the media through countless guest appearances on radio, TV, and podcasts. Bob believes the reason that everything that happens to us happens to us is to give us golden opportunity to establish ourselves more and more stably and completely in the zone of unconditional love and appreciation, which opens the door of greater accomplishment and more abundance. His website is lovethemethod.com, and I love that name. All right, Bob is going to share with us the key to creating our own destiny. Let's bring him on. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Hello, and how are you? It's great to be with you.
I'm good. Thank you so much, and I'm very grateful to have you on the show. Thanks for taking the time to spend with us on Revenue Chat today.
Well, it's a pleasure, and it's a pleasure to bring you up to date. You know, between the time that I sent you all that information and the present, I've gone through a tremendous change in my work and in my life. Having discovered what I call the method. And that's really the fulcrum of my work, is I finally found an actual method that relieves us of the negatives. You know, that's what's been missing in every personal development and self-help and even spiritual practices that people have been following. All this, it's great to know how to think positive and to look at life in a new way. The problem that continues to beset people is slipping back into those old negative mindsets and insecurities and anxieties and discouragements around money and around relationships and around, you know, just general feelings about life. You know, we have people who are practicing positive thinking and still waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning having anxiety attacks about what's going to happen to them. Finally, I have a method that frees people of the negatives, that frees them to now really live in those positive zones more and more consistently to bring about the life they want, and even more importantly, to bring it about in joy. This is the method that releases you to be able to experience increasing joy on a daily basis. And joy is the most transformative force in your life.
Yes, it is. And that has me very excited. I've been looking forward to this interview with you, Bob. Really looking forward to it. And I can't wait for you to tell us about the method. But just 1 second before that, I've mentioned a little bit about you. Perhaps maybe you'd like to fill us in a little more on your roots and how you became an expert in your field. Bob, how did it all start for you?
Well, it all started in pain. You know, I think that's where all of our growth really begins. The place we don't want to be is the place we start out, you know, climbing the mountain. You know, I was in a valley of despair. and you know, at a young age, you know, when I was 20, 21 years old, I knew I wanted to do something significant in my life. I knew it had to have something to do with writing. I wanted to be a writer. I knew I wanted to have a voice that really said something, that contributed something meaningfully. But I was lost. I was feeling all messed up inside emotionally. Really, my self-worth was in the toilet. The things that I had gone for had fallen apart. I was going through a relationship breakup that was breaking my heart. I had just made a decision to leave the music business. And so I was really just floundering and really feeling very much at the end of my rope. And, you know, as the saying goes, when the pupil is ready, the teacher appears. And I persevered through that, and I uttered a prayer that, you know, just show me what to do and I'll do it. You know, just show me how to live. How do I make my dreams come true? How do you really live life? I felt like everybody else had the manual, and I didn't have one. And a few days later, I ran into the person I refer to as my first wisdom teacher. And we had a conversation, and it was just real obvious to me the way I felt. As he spoke and the things that he was saying, suddenly life made sense. It all made sense. And I just couldn't help but feel a deep sense of agreement with this wisdom that he was sharing with me. I wound up studying with him very closely for several years, and I went through a complete transformation. I found out who I am and what I'm to do. And this all took place in Brooklyn, New York. I moved from Brooklyn, New York to Phoenix, Arizona. Opened up a wisdom bookstore there, a bookstore that had nothing but books about wisdom. I built a classroom in the middle of the store and a little counseling room at the back, and I began teaching. And that was around the age of 28 years old. And that's all I've been doing ever since, three or four decades now. Not four, but three decades.
I'm very impressed at that accomplishment. And your passion and your goal. And I can't wait to hear about the method. Would you like to go into that, or would you like to go into a couple?
Sure. The method is the key to the whole thing. Following that path for many years, all my dreams came true. I was making the kind of money I wanted to make. I was doing the kind of work that I wanted to be doing. I had a beautiful wife. I had two beautiful kids. And then all of a sudden, it all came crashing down. Everything fell apart. You know, my wife told me she's not in love with me. She's in love with someone else. We had two young children, and the marriage was over. And when that fell apart, I fell apart with it. And all the stuff that I had learned about a positive attitude and a positive mindset and, you know, practice gratitude and practice appreciation, I couldn't do any of that. I literally felt like I was dying of a broken heart. And so I'm like, what is this? I've worked so hard. I did everything I knew to do, everything I've taught everybody to do, and achieved everything I wanted. And then it fell apart. And not only did it fell apart, I fell apart. And I couldn't understand what is going on here. And only after persevering through that, and that was the hardest period of my life, persevering through that, I encountered another teacher who was, again, an old man. He was about the same age difference as I was back when I was in my 20s, but now he's the same age difference now. So he's like 87 years old. And just through a series of coincidences, persevering through my darkness, looking for the truth, because I felt, you know, am I suffering because life is really dealing me a heavy blow? Or am I just falling into some negative beliefs about life? Is life truly a good, loving, perfect place? And we just have these beliefs that are making me suffer? I wanted to get to the truth. And that relentless quest for the truth beneath my suffering, even though many times I didn't want to go on, led me to this other teacher. And we worked together very, very closely, very deeply, for 6 months. And in that process, he was guiding me through the use, he calls it, by a different name, but it's what I emerge with, the method. Because once you go through this training, it sort of becomes your own, and you have your own way of doing it and your own slant on it. And I very quickly realized that this was the missing key, that the reason why my life fell apart and the reason I fell apart with it is because I had been falling apart my whole life and didn't know it. I had these sort of weak patterns in the foundation of my personality, these fears, these anxieties. Even when I was making all that money and I had everything going for me, I was probably more insecure and anxious then than at any other time in my life because I was concerned about losing it. And so what I discovered was what's been missing from the whole self-help field is how do you get free of the negative? You know, people talk about the law of attraction and the secret and all that stuff, and all that's fine. But the problem is, it's not that people aren't using positive thinking, it's that they're getting caught up in negative thinking. And you can't just decide to stop being negative because it's a good idea to do so. That was what was wrong. I thought if I could just explain it well enough, people would realize it's ridiculous to be negative and I'll just stay positive. But I couldn't even live it myself. Through the method, what we finally have is a quick, fast, reliable, proven way to free yourself from the anxieties, the feelings of low self-worth, the feelings of anxiousness about money and abundance, the emotional issues that are producing your health problems. I teach the method to individuals, to couples, on how to release the negative emotional patterns in them that are destroying their relationship. I teach it to parents, because the behavior of the child is a reflection of the parent's internal emotional state. And when the parent frees themselves of that emotional state, the child's behavior immediately improves without any effort of discipline of any kind. See, the whole principle that the method is based on is that your life is nothing but a mirror. Your circumstances are an exact reflection of the beliefs and the emotional patterns that you're carrying around inside about life. So anyone, for example, who's facing an issue with, let's say, the flow of abundance in their lives, the flow of revenue, if you're feeling anxious about your financial situation, it's because you have a belief inside somewhere that you are in a state of lack. And it's because you have a belief somewhere inside of you that says that being in a state of lack is possible. And that belief was programmed into you. And that belief is not actually based on reality. What you learn through experience, through the method, is that the state of abundance is actually a natural law, just like the law of gravity. You don't wake up in the morning and worry that when you put your feet on the floor, you're going to float up to the ceiling. Well, abundance functions similarly. Gravity brings you down to earth. Abundance supports you. Everyone listening to the show is right now in a completely abundant situation with all the supply that they could want or need and more in all areas of life. And if they're not experiencing the joy of that, it's because they're living in a false belief that's preventing them from experiencing that. And that false belief is producing circumstances that match it. Our circumstances match our beliefs. So by freeing yourself using the method, we finally have a way to free ourselves from these negative beliefs and negative emotional states. By freeing yourself from that, you then start experiencing the joy of abundance in reality, and your circumstances line up to reflect that back to you. That's the method, and it's amazing. It's changing lives so rapidly, so quickly that I'm just amazed at the changes in my own life. I've never experienced so much joy and the changes that are going on in other people's lives that I'm sharing it with. And it takes 20 minutes on the phone or via Skype because I'm doing it with people all over the world.
Bob, I'm on the edge of my seat. This is excellent. This is awesome. I love it. Let me, to make sure I understand and I'm getting it, which hopefully is a reflection of the audience, we innately have an abundance, but through whatever parents telling us, friends telling us, people ripping us off, money disappearing, whatever, through whatever, we've come to somehow falsely believe, or the reality has been imposed on us, that there is not an abundance. And we're seeking to try to get back to the abundance ever since, in a way, but even though it's naturally there. Am I kind of on the right path so far on this?
You're definitely on the right track. I tweak it a little bit. So there are certain presumptions. When we go through the method, there are certain assumptions that we work under. The method is not a thinking process. It's a feeling process. And so there are certain guidelines that I guide people through to guide their feelings through it. All of the money problems that you have ever experienced, people ripping you off, all the things that you said, all the money problems that you've ever experienced were caused by your mental and emotional programming. That mental, and it's really not necessary for anyone to agree or disagree with anything I'm saying. All you have to do is experience the method to gain release to the joy of the abundance that you're looking for in your life in all areas, parenting, relationships, health, and attitude. So the programming that we have was given to us in our first 6 years of life. This is what in the child, I have a background in child development, and this is what in the child development field is called the absorbent mind period. And it's primarily, or really exclusively when it comes to the method, it has to do with the way that your birth parents related. So just as your birth parents came together physically to produce your body, the way they come together relationally, the way they interact with each other, produces the way you relate to yourself in the world at an emotional and belief level. And you don't have to have any memories of how they behaved. But whatever problems that you have experienced in the area of, let's say, finances, is a manifestation of that programming. And until that programming is released, it doesn't matter what you do on the physical level. You can't improve your financial situation. You can't change the physical by directly relating to the physical. You'll find that it's like when people change relationships. They say, well, I'm unhappy in this marriage, so they go into another marriage, and they find themselves just as unhappy. Or it's like the story of the guy who comes into town, and he asks somebody who lives in the town, he says, what's the people like in this town? And the man says, well, what were the people like in the town you just left? And he says, well, in that town, the people were ornery, they were not very nice, they were mean-spirited, they were critical, they were gossipy. And the gentleman said, well, that's pretty much what you're going to find in this town, because you bring your perspective with you. And so no matter what you do to try to improve your business, no matter what you do to try to improve your income, no matter what you do to improve things, nothing will really get better. And if it does get better, it won't last until you change the programming, because your life is an exact reflection. Your life is a mirror of your beliefs and your emotional patterns around those beliefs. And so you can't worry about money without having a belief that lack is possible. You can't feel that you don't have enough without believing you don't have enough. We use the method to release those feelings, which takes the energy out of the beliefs, and then the beliefs are gone. And I help people in a 20-minute phone demonstration, and they experience immediately. This is what's amazing about the method. You immediately experience the shift from stress and anxiety to joy, from lack to abundance, and it's immediate. And it's never failed.
That is awesome, Bob. Does this have to be a one-on-one, or can it be in like a group webinar?
Well, it works. It works beautifully one-on-one. But when you have it, when you're doing it in the context of a group situation, it's even more powerful. Because then what happens is you have the energy of the whole group sort of part of it. You see that one of the principles. If you go to my website, lovethemethod.com, you'll see everything I'm talking about and really give you a sense of it. There are basic life principles that you start to experience through the method. You experience the principle of abundance. You experience the principle of reflection. And one of the principles is the principle of oneness. So the way that works is that we're all connected. And as soon as you make the shifts through the method, everyone connected to you makes the shifts through the method. And when you have a group of people working together, that creates a kind of a dynamic quality that pushes everyone further and faster and exponentially increases the effectiveness of the experience. So if I can work on let's say, work with an executive who's not happy about either the way his business is performing or the way a particular department is performing or not happy with the way his team is interacting, whatever the problems with the business, those problems are not caused by anybody else but him or her, the owner of the business. See, we all want other people to create our lives the way we want them. That's when you complain to someone. We think other people have to give us the life we want. No one has the power to do it. They only have the power to give themselves the life they want, and you have the power to give yourself the life you want. And so when I have work with a CEO or a small business owner, and whatever changes are going on, I show him that they are a reflection. Whatever problems he's having in the business is a reflection of his own emotional state, his own set of beliefs and emotions, his own programming. And as we use the method to release him from the programming, the business changes without him having to issue a single directive or make a single change in operations. The people around him, the people connected to him through the method, experience transformation. Here, I'll give you a really palpable example. One woman that I'm working with, prior to our first session, she explained to me that she was having a marital issue. She's been married to this guy for 6 years, for 10 years, but in the past 6 years, 6 years ago, he was laid off from his job and plunged into a tremendous depression. And from that point on, he became really depressed. He would not have any conversation with her. He completely shut her out. And they had not been intimate at all, no affection whatsoever, for 6 solid years. In one session, I did the method with her, and I said, now, be sure to look at what happened. Look for openings. Look for changes. Look for shifts in your life that take place as a result of this change you've just gone through inside. The very next day, her husband comes home from work, engages her in conversation, and makes love to her. He didn't go through the method. She did. But the results were in her life. When you go through the method, everyone in your life will be uplifted. They will either grow or they will go and be replaced by someone more in harmony with who you truly are. And you won't have to lift a finger to do it. The mistake we made is trying to change our circumstances without changing ourselves. Your circumstances are a reflection of yourself. You can come up with 10,000 new business ideas, and none of them will produce a change. As soon as you make that internal change, you're going to come up with whatever ideas you need to come up with that will produce all the changes in your life. And it's the method that does it, because we finally have a way to get free of the negative. How do I get free of my anxiety? How do I get free of my emotional traumas? How do I heal a heartbreak? How do I stop feeling devastated? How do I stop feeling demoralized? How do I stop feeling stuck where I am? How do I stop feeling trapped by fear and disappointment? How do I stop losing belief in myself? How do I stop feeling diminished and devalued and unappreciated? How do I stop this situation in my life where people are treating me as if I'm not valuable? You know, if you're in a business and people aren't coming to you to give you a lot of money for what you have to offer, it's a reflection of one thing. Deep down inside, you don't value you. Because when you value you, people show up in your life who demonstrate that they value you. If you're in a relationship with someone who is treating you unkindly, there is a level inside of you that you're abusing yourself, that you're hurting yourself, you're putting yourself down, you're mistreating yourself with your own attitudes. We use the method. It takes about 5 minutes to figure out what your chief issue is at the moment. And it takes another 15 minutes to release it. And that's the amazing thing. That's why I'm so excited. After working with this teacher for 6 months, it became apparent to me that this is my life calling, is to bring the method to the world, because it's the missing key. We've all been told how smart it is to be happy and positive. But no one's able to do it, not even the people who are standing on stage telling you to do it. But now we can do it. Now we can take those, you know, sorrow, sadness is going to draw to you conditions that reinforce that emotional state. And so that doesn't help you feel any better. In fact, it can help you feel worse when you realize you can't stop. But now you have the method. Now you can free yourself to get all the benefits from joy, from happiness, from love, from gratitude, from appreciation, because you can live in those states more and more consistently and at higher and higher levels. And when the negative emotion arises, you can pull the energy out of it and give yourself even more power to grow. And I presented this to all kinds of women. It's just yesterday I did a seminar around the method for 50 preschool teachers, helping them because they were feeling stress in the classroom because they're feeling stress financially. Preschool teachers are not paid well. And I helped them to release these ancient issues blocking their abundance, this belief in scarcity, thinking they had to win the lottery for their lives to improve. And they got it, and they shifted. So it's my task to bring the method to as many people as possible, as quickly as possible. And I got to tell you, most of the hosts who invite me on their shows wind up working with me on the method because you realize it's what you need too. Tony, it's just an amazing, miraculous breakthrough, not just for me personally, but for the whole human race. Because we can finally get out of those negative states of hatred and anger and resentment. You know, everybody knows that it's healthy to forgive. But we didn't have a method for getting rid of the resentment. Now we have one, and it works quickly.
I've said it before, I'm on the edge of my seat. This is fascinating. You know, this is almost spiritual. In fact, this is spiritual. The power comes from within. We have the power, but there are so many different, let's call them methods or other technologies or whatever on how to release that, how to untap it. Some work, some don't. Some go down a tangent. Some go down dark holes. As you say, some of the people that are even on stage don't really have it. So we're all searching. But we know that the power is within us. Just how do we untap that and really release it? Because it can't be that complicated. But yet, it's amazing.
You know, well, what's amazing is right now you are on the leading edge of a shift in consciousness that is taking place on the planet like a positive tsunami. Because you're among the early ones who are hearing about this method. The method works. And it's consistent with whatever your religious tradition. It enhances, it enables you to live it instead of just hear about it and wish you could. It's consistent with any kind of self-help tool that's out there. You know, the secret and law of attraction, all that. It's totally consistent with visualization, positive thinking. It's consistent with everything. It's you can finally experience what you've been wanting to experience. You can finally tap into the wisdom of the universe. You can finally actually experience unconditional love. It doesn't have to be something you believe in. It can be something you actually experience.
You almost have these speeches because I just want to hear more. This is awesome. And if you do have a webinar, by the way, I would be happy to send out information now and then to my audience and to my listenership, viewers and whatnot. When you do have webinars or anything like that or seminars, I'd be happy to pass that message along. Right?
Well, that would be great. You know, the best thing that we can do is to just get people to go to the website, to contact me, to set up a time to do a phone demonstration or a Skype demonstration. That's the best thing because that gets you going right away. Let's look at an example. So what's an area of your life, if you feel like comfortable talking about it, you know, or maybe you want to talk about a typical area that listeners have, what's an area of your life that you find in any way frustrating, difficult, challenging, not going the way you'd like it to go? Maybe you feel a little anxiety or a little discouragement around it.
Well, there's many areas in society, and I think that the biggest overall area of stress for people is in the financial sector. Not that money is stressful, but the system, if I can call it that way, is so designed to give so little in tax and fees and nickel and dime people. When they're done, there doesn't seem to be much overall. And it seems to me, and I could be very wrong, that the lower class, the minority, the middle class is shrinking, and it's either some are going up, but more are going down. And I see this more and more. I see this in people eating poor quality food, making choices of what to do. So I think that that's one of the biggest areas. There's several, but I think that's one of the biggest areas right now.
Okay, so the way the method would apply to that is, number one, you have to be very mindful of the life stories you play in your head. Okay? Because the life stories you play in your head are filling you with dread. So you say, okay, so you're telling me that this whole story that I've just, you know, described, the system is set up to make it hard for us, right? And so, and you could point to lots of evidence to prove that that's actually what's going on. And what I would say in that is, while you can prove that you're right, you can prove that you're correct, you will find that you are living a life that's consistent with that story. So my question to you would be, would you like to be free of that story? Would you like to be living in a world where you are experiencing all the abundance and more that you could ever want or need, and a world where you realize and understand and know that everyone else is in that same condition? So you could say, but Bob, look at the system. And I say, well, what if the system made a law against gravity, saying you are not allowed to walk on the ground, you have to float in the air? They can make the law, but everybody's going to still walk on the ground. Well, abundance is just as much a law as gravity. And no system, no one can take it away from you other than your belief system. So we would go back and trace, where did this belief system come from? Where did you learn to look at life this way? Who loved this way of seeing themselves as the underdog, seeing ourselves as being taken advantage of? We would identify that and use the method to free your energy from that. And you would feel the opposite of that. You would recognize that everything in the universe is totally perfect, and you're always being completely supported. And people would say, well, you know, that sounds really, really good, but it sounds too good to be true. And so what you find is people who are doggedly holding on to their unhappiness. They want to be right so much that they're not willing to give up their problems and their unhappiness to experience how beautiful life can be. Once you suffer enough and you realize, I am willing to give up my suffering, I am done with suffering, I don't want to suffer like this anymore, are they willing to give something else a try? So in a sense, and this is how we opened our conversation, difficult your life gets, the closer you are to liberation from your suffering. Because when it gets to the point that you can't stand it anymore, you're at that point, you are open to making a shift that finally frees you from the patterns that are bringing you down. I'd be able to work through that little piece with you in 10 or 15 minutes, and you would find that you would never think that way again, you'd never feel that way again, and you would start experiencing openings to the flow of your abundance that would demonstrate the facts of what you've been through, the facts of the release from that belief system, that mindset. That's how the method works.
We have an abundance, you're right. There is an abundance for everyone. that was also, we brought that up in an earlier show with, I believe, Michael Tellinger. There's plenty for everyone, plenty of resources, plenty of food, plenty of everything. It is unfortunately, as you say, and you're right, you are completely right, Bob. We get it in our head. We get this feeling, belief, story, and one on top of another, and we can prove it with the best seminars and thesis on why the system is the way it is and why we're subjugated to such stress.
The system is a reflection of people's state of consciousness. Change the state of consciousness, and the system disintegrates. Now, if people just keep on trying to change the system without getting to the cause level, which is their internal programming, it won't matter. You'll change the system, but it'll change into the same system, just to look maybe a different name, maybe a different form, and it'll get a little worse. You can't change the system without changing what's causing the system. And the system, the world, is nothing but a reflection of your state of consciousness. Do you have any idea how many people are actually living in a state of terror today? How many people are waking up in the middle of the night in a state of about how they're going to keep their home and what happens if they lose their job and what's going to happen if this and what? People are living in terror. Well, guess what terror manifests? Terror creates terrorists. And nobody wants to take responsibility for the problems. Everybody would rather feel like a victim. But when you suffer enough in the attitude of a victim, thinking someone else is responsible for the problems you're going through, when you suffer enough, you will be willing to try something to get out of the suffering. You'll be willing to say, okay, maybe the problem is the way I'm believing and the way I'm feeling. Let me give it a try. Let me see if I can give joy and inner peace and feelings of absolute safety. Let me give that a try. Let me use the method to allow myself to finally get the relief from feeling like I got to control everything while everything spins out of my control.
I love it. Awesome. I'm looking forward to finding out more about that as well. And I wanted to do a little segue, perhaps not, because one of the factors that you talked about, which I was interested in, and I want to make sure I give a couple minutes of it at least to this interview, is you talked about having a unique approach to sales and marketing that works very well. Is that the same thing, or is that something different?
It's the exact same thing. Because an individual's ability to succeed in sales is an exact reflection of their level of programming. And when I come in and guide either a group of salespeople or an individual through the method, what happens is their sales productivity mirrors their motivation, their mood, their attitude, their feelings of security, their feelings of enjoyment of what they're doing, their love, their feeling of unconditional love and value for themselves and for others. You know, one of the things that salespeople go through is rejection. And rejection can be crushing. Well, what do you think causes rejection? Rejecting yourself on some level, deep down inside, feeling that you're not good enough. And so you have people going out into the field who on some level feel that they're not good enough, trying to make sales, and running into people who relate to them as, well, this is not good enough, giving them the rejection that reinforces that belief in them. It's the same thing with marketing. I sort of alluded to this earlier, your business, how much business you have is a reflection of how much you value yourself. So you can try to market all day long, trying to tell the public how valuable and precious and important your product or service is. But if you're carrying around inside of you feelings of inadequacy, feelings of undeservability, feelings of low self-value, then no matter what you do, people are going to respond to who you are, not to what you're saying. So by making the shift with the method, you find your marketing becomes extremely relevant and gets real traction. because it's an expression, a natural expression of the value that you are actually experiencing regarding what you do. I think that's one of the greatest things about the method, is it restores our sense of value. And people think, well, I've been kicked around by life, and, you know, every day life is really hard because people just treat you with such dismissiveness, and, you know, everybody treats you as replaceable. And, yeah, that's true. But what is causing that? What is causing you to experience that is the programming that you're carrying around inside. What you're just finding reflections of that. And so you come home from work, let's say, and you feel really diminished. You say, oh, my boss talked to me such and such. I really want to quit that job. I feel so unappreciated and unvalued there. And so my response to that person is, let's find out what's really causing this, right? Let's see where you're at regarding yourself. So one of the principles, and this is very illogical at first, but it makes perfect sense, is this. If you want to really understand what's causing what's happening to you, how you react to what happens is the cause of what happens. How you react to what happens is the cause of what happens. So let's say you're a parent and your child is treating you with a lot of disrespect, and you feel disrespected by that child's behavior. That pattern of disrespect was already in you. And the way life shows up brings to the surface of your attention whatever emotional and belief patterns you have operating inside of you. You were already disrespecting yourself at that time. And your child is just nothing but a mirror showing you how you feel. By you repairing that sense of self-value within yourself, you start finding your children treating you with a lot more respect and appreciation. How you react when someone rejects you in business and a deal doesn't go through, or a client decides to go elsewhere for business, how you react to that emotion, and most people are so busy closing off to their feelings, they think that's the answer, and it's the exact opposite answer. They're becoming more and more powerless by closing off to their feelings. If you really look at how you feel in response to that, you'll see a pattern of low self-worth, a pattern of discouragement, a pattern of insecurity. You fix the pattern, and you find fewer rejections. Fix the pattern more, and you find so many people coming in to show you so much value that the 20% rejections that you are experiencing don't mean anything to you. You have no reaction to them, and they don't affect your business.
Wow. That's deep. That's amazing. We cause all of the feelings, we cause and create our own economy, we cause our sales, we cause how things work or not, whether we like our job, if there's a personal or even a global crisis, it's our reaction that, if I'm reading it kind of, again, a little esoteric or spiritual, it's almost like we're agreeing to and allowing that to perpetuate versus just recentering ourselves. I don't know the whole method, just recentering ourselves.
The method is not really that. Again, you got a general idea, and I just have to tweak it a bit. The method is not about really recentering yourself. The method is about allowing all these feelings to come up. See, negative feelings, here's a metaphor for negative feelings. A negative feeling, experiencing a negative feeling, is like someone coming over to you and offering you a lock that is smelly and gross and disgusting. You don't even want to touch it. You don't even want to smell it. You don't want it anywhere near you. But what if I told you that inside this dirty, smelly, disgusting rock is a diamond worth $20 million? And all you need to extricate the diamond from the rock is a method for breaking open the rock. That's what the method does. See, inside your negative emotional states, your energy is locked up in there. Your power is locked up in those states. The intensity of the state tells you how much power is there. Using the method, by degrees, we take out that, we release the energy from those states. as you allow yourself to feel them, we use the method to take the energy out of those states, and then you have this energy to redirect. And just the sheer experience of releasing your energy from the negative places you in a state of joy. I'm not just talking about centeredness. I'm talking about real happiness. I'm talking about joy for just the sake of feeling joy. You just feel joyful. Joy is your natural state. You got to work really hard and hold on to a lot of stuff to prevent yourself from feeling joy. And as you experience this joy, your life reflects it with conditions that reflect it, with conditions that reinforce it, that express it. So if I feel a lot of joy, well, I'm going to have a lot of abundance. I'm going to have people around me loving me. I'm going to have a lot of cool opportunities opening up because things happen that are consistent with how you feel. Whereas if you feel sorrowful, down, pressed, discouraged, defeated, demoralized, then you have circumstances showing up that are consistent with those feelings. So you start experiencing more and more tragedy in your life, more and more loss in your life. I understood the wisdom of that years ago, but I didn't know how to take my energy out of the negative so I could apply that wisdom and experience the joy and the gratitude and the appreciation of a life that's always working perfectly. You learn in the method, it awakens a profound sense of intuition because your intuition works through your feelings. And you also learn to accept what's happening as perfect, not just intellectually playing a mind game with yourself. If you're driving somewhere and you're late for an appointment and someone pulls in front of you and they're driving slow, instead of getting frustrated, you get grateful. You say, okay, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is the right place. I thought I had to be going faster. I thought I had to arrive sooner. And you'll find as you live in that mindset that things actually turn out to be consistent with that mindset. You find out that not only were you late for the meeting, everybody else was 20 minutes late too. And you didn't need to get there earlier, and you're better off for getting there when you got there. But until you get into the right state, this mindset, this awareness of perfection, that it's a feeling of perfection. It's not that you look out and see the window is perfect and the painting is perfect and my smile is perfect. No, you live in this feeling of everything's working perfectly. And it starts to show up in that way. And life becomes more and more exactly, even better than what you could want it to be. I could never have imagined when I went through that divorce, I was so crushed. And yet, after finding the method, I'm so grateful for what I went through. Because I realized that as much as I wanted my family to be together, finding this method that I can share with the human race and I can share with my children and I can finally experience life in a joyful way, I wanted this more than anything. And then everything else just shows up around it.
Folks, this is very valuable information by Bob Lancer on the method at his site, lovethemethod.com. I hope everyone goes there and checks this out and takes advantage. I am very moved, Bob, very moved. This is profound. I haven't even asked some of the regular questions. Some of the regular questions I ask guests are at about this time, and believe it or not, I've already changed because I see it's meaningless. Let me clarify. But around this point on the show, I asked about willpower and inspiration. Now, as you already know this, but that's taken from the point of view that something can go wrong, something will go wrong, something has gone wrong. There's obstacles in the way. How do you persevere and get past it? However, that's all kind of done away with by your point of view, or if I may refer to it, or the method, because It's how you deal with that. It's not like, oh, I've got to struggle through this, you know, somehow I'm incarcerated by these points and I've got to get through these barriers. It all goes away from what you're saying,
that's right,
from what I'm getting from you.
So, Tony, people have this idea, this belief, okay, that you got to work really, really hard to make a good living. Like billionaires work a billion times harder than the guy working in the street in Phoenix, Arizona, paving a blacktop road in 115 degrees, the billionaire is working a billion times harder than him. Right? You got to work really hard, and you got to struggle, and you got to give up your joy. I remember once when I was a teenager working in my father's office, and I was whistling. He said, offices are not a place for whistling. It's a place for work, not happiness. Wow. And so we grow up with this program thinking that in order to be successful, we've got to work to the point where we don't love our lives. We're out of joy. It's exactly the opposite. You learn that the more joy you work in, the more successful you're going to be. And the better all your relationships, your health, everything goes better from that state of joy. I knew that wisdom years ago, but I couldn't live it. I could only live it half the time because then the negative stuff would come up. Didn't know how to release it. Now we have the method to release you from that programming. So everybody has divine gifts and divine talents. And as you live your life in the sharing of those, that's how you experience the most joy and the most success in life. And we're all called upon to do that. Some people are so repressed, they don't even know what their gifts and talents are. And that really comes down from just learning to not value yourself. We use the method to reveal your gifts and talents and how to rely on them and utilize them to the utmost. And not only do you experience profound joy, but when you're sharing your gifts and talents, that's the greatest thing you have to offer to anybody. That's when you're functioning in the zone. You're at a very high plateau when you're expressing your gifts and talents. You're in a state of inspiration. And the service you provide others, the products you create in that state are superior. You know, people didn't create a Rolls Royce because they weren't into it. You create the highest quality of service, the highest quality of products, and share joy that blesses the lives of the people who receive them. And that makes them want to give it to you. Here, let me give you this little trick based on the method for increasing your abundance. And it's a whole new way of approaching money. Anytime you spend any money with an attitude of obligation, you are shutting down your stream of financial abundance. When you spend money or give money to anyone, have the attitude of gratitude and appreciation for the opportunity, the ability to give this money. When you're paying for your groceries at the supermarket, at the grocery store, and you're running your debit card through, you're handing over the cash, pause for just a moment to feel grateful and to appreciate how much fun it is to spend money. To hand this money over. I've got this money to give. Isn't that fantastic? I can write this check out, and I know there's more where that came from, and I know I have the ability to cover this check. What a privilege. What a joy. And the more I give, the more joy I experience, and there's another principle in the universe. The more you give, the more you receive. Another principle, whatever you appreciate, you get more of. If you want to experience more abundance, start experiencing the joy of giving. And as you appreciate your ability to give, you'll find that you have the ability to give more. Do this when you're paying your taxes. Enjoy the fact that the flow of abundance is so incredible in your life. It doesn't matter how much money they're taking from you. You can write the check. You can cover it. Isn't that amazing? And you can trust that there's going to be 10 times more where that came from.
I love it. Great points, great insight, very valuable. I love it. Appreciate the fact that you're allowed to give that money and appreciate the fact that you have that money to buy whatever the amount is, whether it's 10 cents or $10,000. Appreciate that, hey, I spent this on something valuable. And then that will make that action more valuable and it will make it grow. Am I getting that right?
Yep. You got it exactly right.
Bob, I'm loving it very much. We're close to wrapping up. Is there anything else that you'd like to let our audience know about, please? This has been fascinating, by the way. I love it.
Just go to the lovethemethod.com. And what I'd love, Tony, for you to do is, you know, after the show, at some point, let's schedule a time. Let me demonstrate the method for you. As excited as you are hearing about it, let me take you through it. And then you'll see.
That's what I would love.
That's what I would love.
Oh, you're awesome. And I'm going to love sharing that with my audience and with my followers and social media and so forth. Sounds like a deal. I love it. I'm excited. I really literally am excited. This, I've been looking forward to this. I knew you had something great. I knew it. And here it is. Well, good.
Beautiful. Well, I'm happy.
All right, Bob. I will contact you again on that. Again, everyone, this is Bob Lancer with lovethemethod.com. Just really great insights. Please listen to the show again and again. It's been great, great information. I'm loving it. And I want to thank you, Bob. It's been wonderful and a pleasure to have you on our show. And maybe, you know, we should have you back again. Absolutely, because I know there's going to be more on this.
Thanks, Tony.
All right. All right. Okay, well, thank you again, Bob Lancer. Lovethemethod.com. Great show. And thank you, everyone, and stay tuned to our next show on Revenue Chat. We're going to look at it differently based on the method, but still, here we go. We're going to have Matthew Pollard, the rapid growth guy, who has 5 multi-million dollar business success stories to his name and says, why is the key to success? He's the creator and host of Better Business Coach, a top-rated iTunes podcast with over 20,000 listed so far. Matthew brings about rapid growth and business transformation around the world through his many speaking and coaching activities as well. He shares with us the key steps to achieve rapid growth on the next episode of Revenue Chat with Tony D'Urso. Now, if you want to appear on Revenue Chat, it's easy. Details at tonydurso.com/services. Please drop me a message. I'd love to hear from you. All right. Thanks again, everyone. And until next time, remember, you can make life better for yourself and everyone. Choose wisely.